Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 310 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I could spend all frickin' season talking about the value of establishing a conscious mindfulness and meditation practice. And I'll spare you the full season, but for the next week, I am going to be doing a series on how to get started with meditation practice, even if you've never considered doing it before, and some of the perks that can come with it. That said, as a hopefully unnecessary disclaimer, considering I'm an agnostic white woman from Florida, I do feel inclined to remind everybody that I am by no means an expert or even close to the best authority or resource for this information. As always, I want to strongly encourage you to do your own research. There are far more experienced, well-practiced, and just plain better humans than me that are so graciously sharing their incredible knowledge and expertise for free all over the internet. I have linked just a few of the countless available resources that I've used in today's episode below in the description box, but because I personally know that I can't stand when people give me unsolicited homework, I figured I'd go ahead and share my personal research with y'all in hopes it'll give you the encouragement that you need to establish your own practice and further your own education on the subject. The history of mindfulness and meditation is incredibly important and often overlooked. So today we're starting there. Because honoring roots is a critical piece in learning and respecting cultures without appropriating them. Plus, if we continue to choose to skip learning the real history of things, we will end up perpetuating negative cycles and losing sight of the meaning of these practices that are meant to do the opposite. So, today, I wanted to start with touching briefly on the history of meditation. Some archaeologists date meditation back to as early as 5000 BCE, and the practice itself has religious ties in ancient Egypt and China through Judaism, Jainism, Sikhism, and of course, Hinduism and Buddhism. But there is evidence that nearly all religious and spiritual practitioners have utilized some form of meditation through all of recorded history. That said, it's important to note that yoga and Ayurveda, which are deeply entwined with meditation practice, were banned in India under British rule and colonization, which reminds me of the alarming reality that all indigenous religious practices were outlawed in the US until 1978. So, if I want to properly respect and honor the cultures that have been so formative in my own mental health and well-being, I can't deny that our modern society, the one that I actively benefit from, has once again whitewashed and co-opted a practice that not long ago, the creators of which were actively punished for. And in an effort to decolonize my own learning, I also can't overlook the fact that as Westerners, we have adopted meditation and made it more a focus on the individual, as opposed to becoming a more conscious member of the collective. Instead of honoring the intention of these beautiful and life-altering practices, we instead are taught to use meditation as a means of escapism or another way to just become more productive and complacent in a broken system. Mainly because capitalism is undeniably good at rebranding, we must not overlook the reality that major corporations are currently repackaging mindfulness and meditation practice as a way to prioritize profits over humanity. If CEOs and business execs are using mindfulness to cope with dehumanizing employees and consumers, it might be time to admit we've lost the thread a little bit. In the 0-3 article linked in my show notes, the author says, "Decolonized mindfulness consists of practices and teachings to overcome colonized Western beliefs and values that support the change of the individual to fit society rather than transformation of the system to support all individuals." Which immediately reminded me of another quote from an amazing article titled "How to Decolonize Your Yoga Practice." The author, Susanna Barataka, says, "Yoga is not now, nor has it ever been, a practice aimed at physical mastery for its own sake. Nor is it a practice aimed at stress reduction so we can function as better producers and consumers in a capitalist society. Yoga was originally intended to prepare the body as a foundation for unity with the spirit. The limb of asana aims at strengthening the body. Asana, along with dhyana or meditation, aim to harmonize the body with breath in order to attain deeper and deeper states of meditative awareness or samadhi. The purpose of this kind of meditative awareness is to experience, practice, and live oneness of the mind, body, and soul with the divine. This kind of freedom is called samadhi, or liberation. It is ironic that practice meant to free us has become so confining." And I'm sharing this with you all today so tomorrow I can dig into the actionable ways to improve our lives through the implementation of these practices without overlooking the reality and the danger that come from ignoring the history. Because when we choose to ignore history, however ugly it may be, we will continue to perpetuate the toxic cycles again and again. And we can't escape what we don't know. And as the Conscious Lee says on Instagram, "Education is elevation, and I am trying to get and stay elevated." And as we get and stay elevated together, I will talk to you tomorrow on another episode of Make Your Damn Bed. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.